Now say you're mine. You got the music in you. Don't let go. You got the music in you. One dance left. This world is gonna pull through. Don't give up. You got a reason to live. Can't forget. We only get what we give. Don't let go. I feel the music in you.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
Simon on Trail Mix 103.1. You can call me Al, but actually you can call me Gray. Have you seen the music video for that one? It's Chevy Chase and a lot of pink and a piccolo. Seriously, if you haven't seen the You Can Call Me Al music video, inject some happiness into your day and stay tuned. I've got four more before we talk about bus drivers this morning. Callie, if you're listening out there, you stay tuned. Five in a row coming at you, and then a shout out on Trail Mix. Here's Bubbly.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see a bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go, the rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place, undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go. Hold me in your arms. I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now. Holding me tight.
I got my first
is Trail Mix 103.1.
Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. Quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said, if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype.
MC Hammer on Trail Mix 103.1. You can't touch this. Following Gary Newman with Cars. So I was driving into work this morning and I happened to pass a bus driver, not just a bus driver, but my old bus driver who took me to school many days until I got my driver's license, probably from when I was about 10 until I was 16. So that's more than half of my bus riding career in school, I think. You know, 6 years might not sound like much, but you only go to school for 12, 13, 14 years at most if you count pre-K, and you're only riding the bus for how much of that if you get your driver's license at 16, which I kind of did. I was a little late. I failed once. Whoops. But it got me thinking, bus drivers. And I immediately remembered, like, the three times that I got a significant talking to or a little bit yelled at from a bus driver, and I was smiling thinking of it, and then I realized that I was smiling thinking about getting yelled at, and I thought, okay, bus drivers occupy a super, super unique space in memory for me, and I'm betting a lot of people have the same thing. Like, I've got this really random memory of one time I went to St. Anthony's, so there was a shuttle bus that took us over to the public school that actually brought us to our buses home. You know, the connecting St. Anthony's shuttle. That felt very normal to me as a St. Anthony's kid, but I suppose to the public school kids, we were the bus full of St. A's kids popping up to steal their seats or something like that. But anyway, we had a substitute bus driver on that shuttle one day, and we were swapping Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh, some kind of trading cards between the seats of the bus. And for some reason, to that substitute driver, that was not okay. I think we were probably blocking the back window. Like, a lot of bus drivers had the no feet in the aisle rule. I think we were probably blocking the aisle. But for some reason, we'd done that before and other bus drivers were cool with it. So we thought that we were, like, entitled to this. And it stood out for years. We'd talk about that as if it were just the weirdest thing. Why wouldn't he let us trade our cards? Well, because we were being little jerks. That's why. Are you able to look back at when you goofed up as a little kid and laugh even though you got yelled at? That's, I mean, like, if I could talk to that substitute bus driver now, if he's out there somewhere, if he knows, I'm sorry, it was my fault. I was absolutely blocking your view. Just a fun little laugh this morning. I thought you might be able to relate. Let's get to the news and some sports for Mike Clements next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this, like, emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, just out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brumay, here with your local news highlights.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released an alert that starting today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which means it is unhealthy for sensitive groups across much of the state, with the possibility to reach the red level, unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. People with asthma, older adults, and children should take care, but everyone should watch for symptoms like coughing and shortness of breath and be prepared to take a break or move indoors. Once again, today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, with the potential to reach the red level, which is unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. Please be prepared to take a break or move indoors. I'm Austin Brumay, and these have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. From our news is at trailmix.fm.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today. You may notice some smoke in the air as well. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with high temps right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 45. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies, upper 70s to low 80s. Currently, it's 52.
The dark side's called love and it's real. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. And nothing gonna save me from the love that's flying. Slid to the dark side across our line. We'll be right back.
Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Fears on Trail Mix, bringing you a Shout. John Cafferty just before that on The Dark Side. We were talking bus drivers before, and I just wanted to reiterate, I appreciate them so much. That is why I can look back at those times. I earned those talking twos that I was talking about. Bus driver is one of those linchpins of the community. Thank you to everyone out there. And by the way, double extra shout out to Callie, one of the coolest people out there who uses the Civic Media app to request music right here on Trail Mix. Just open it and text us what song you want to hear from the 80s, 90s, or more recent. And if I've got it, you've got it on the air on Trail Mix. I've got The Promise up next for you from When in Rome, and then a look at a unique team building activity going on in the MLB. You're listening to 103.1. We'll be right back.
you know what to do. I'm gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.
Trail Mix 103.1. salty mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
On Trail Mix 103.1, Don't Stop Believin', and indeed, you shouldn't. It's a beautiful Friday out there, or it may get kind of beautiful later. It's after Memorial Day, and it's going to be warm out there. Let's at least enjoy that, even if it's a little bit of a muggy one out there. Where you've got the sort of sports report for you, gently hitting football in the 8 o'clock hour, so we'll dive in to sports. Well, we'll dip a toe in here before that. We're looking first at the Washington Nationals of the MLB, who have chosen a unique team-building activity. You hear a lot about ping pong tables being added to the locker room, being removed from the locker room, and like there was a video recently of some Panthers players and their friends going to a hockey game. Well, the Washington Nationals have started a book club. And I thought, you know what? That actually is probably one of those really solid ideas that might get a chuckle when you first hear it. Like when you hear about athletes doing ballet. And yes, I know the whole masculinity thing aside, like, yeah, it's probably a really good thing to be that flexible, balanced, and have body control like ballet provides if you're any kind of athlete. So pretty easy to imagine that kind of cross training working out. Well, I'm not sure how the books might actually help on the diamond, but certainly the team building involved. The club was apparently started by Nationals pitcher Trevor Williams, and this month they're reading The Hobbit, or excuse me, they just finished The Hobbit and are now starting The Fellowship of the Ring, J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings trilogy. I actually have a copy of The Fellowship of the Ring about 2 feet away from me right here. Can I join the Washington Nationals book club, or do I have to have ever played baseball before? We might have a little bit of an issue if that is on the entry criteria list. Check of the weather up next. That's Sort of Sports on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today. You may notice some smoke in the air as well. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with high temps right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 45. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies, upper 70s to low 80s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love. Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. American kids doing best they can. We'll be right back.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah.